There's this concept called positive poverty. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. And last week we started talking about the upcoming festival of Pesach and the festival of freedom and what that looks like. And let's now translate it into something which is very central in the Pesach experience. So one of the things we do on the festival of Pesach is we have a Seder. And in that Seder, we eat matzah, we drink 4 cups of wine, and we also eat bitter herbs. And the reason for that is because we do 2 things at the Seder. We do some things that help us remember and celebrate the freedom and the exodus from Egypt. But then we also don't forget about the bitter times and the slavery and the persecution that we experienced. And therefore we do certain things to remember that. For example, eating of the bitter herbs to remind us of the bitter times that we had in Egypt. Now, the matzah that we eat, and it's a big mitzvah to eat matzah on the 2 nights of the Seder, proper shmurah matzah, hand-baked shmurah matzah. Please reach out if you don't have any, and I can try arrange it for you. But that we eat to remember the Exodus, the freedom. Because we are taught, as the Haggadah tells us, that when the Jews left Egypt, they were in a big rush, and they baked bread to take provisions for the way, and they didn't have time to actually let it rise, so it was matzah, and so on. So it's really a symbol of that's why we lean when we eat it, to show our freedom. So it's a symbol of freedom. The problem is, it doesn't seem to fit with another concept, and that is that in the Torah, the matzah is referred to as lechem oni, which could mean bread of affliction, and also, if you take the letters that it's written in the Torah, I could read the word ani, which is poor man's bread. So matzah is also called poor man's bread, and that is why on the Seder night we actually break a piece of matzah before we say the Haggadah, so that we can say the Haggadah on the matzah, but specifically the matzah that is called poor man's bread, because as the Talmud says, a poor person does not have a full loaf of bread. So the obvious question is, why would we eat something that symbolizes our freedom that is referred to as poor man's bread? So I want to share with you 2 ideas before we internalize it. The great Maharal of Prague explained it in the following way. And he develops this idea, which I won't, I'm saying it's my term, but this is the concept that he talks about, because obviously written in Hebrew, not English. But he develops this idea of positive poverty. And explains the following. He says, you know, that we know that matzah is a sign of humility. Chametz, which rises, is a sign of ego, arrogance, self, putting us self, mixing us self into the equation. Matzah is a symbol of humility, where we are humble, we tame the ego. But he says the way the process works, and we've alluded to this before, is that step one is to get rid of our ego completely, to strip ourselves from self so that we are a clean slate of complete humility. And only then we can bring back our talents and our strengths and our self into the context of humility. But when the Jewish people were born and the process of the Jewish experience began, the Torah instructs us we need to eat matzah because we need to get rid of ourselves completely. We need to surrender completely. That's the idea of positive poverty. He says the poor man's bread that we're talking about is the real freedom. Not a poor man who, God forbid, is suffering and challenged with financial problems, but rather a person who's ready to completely transition from being a person trapped in themselves to being someone that is surrendered to a higher purpose. And the step one of that is matzah, to strip yourself of yourself, to completely surrender, to give up yourself for a few moments so that you can start with a foundation of complete humility, surrender to God, meaning and purpose, selflessness, and all our strengths can then be welcomed back into that context of complete humility. And that's why it's called lechem ani, the poor man's bread, poor man in the positive sense, where we're able to get rid of, that we don't have anything of self because we've surrendered in a very healthy way and a complete way. One of the amazing, beautiful ideas behind matzah is that the letters of chametz and matzah are very similar. Both have the letter mem, both have the letter tzaddik, and then chametz has the letter chet, and matzah has the letter hey. Chet and hey are very similar. They both have an empty bottom. In other words, there's nothing on the bottom. They both have a top, two legs. The difference is the hay, the left leg of the hay, has a small opening on top. And one of the symbols behind that is amazing. An arrogant person will not grow. The arrogant person, even the person who fails, even the person who has unrefined character traits, spiritual deficits, is a person who's arrogant and says, I'm stuck in who I am. This is who I am. And that's like the letter chet, because the letter chet has a bottomless pit. It's a sign of failure. You fall below, you drop, but you don't make an attempt to re-enter because you're stuck in who you are. This is me. Accept me the way I am. I'm an angry person. I don't like this. I do like that. I'm not growing. I'm not going to learn from other people. I am who I am. The hey, on the other hand, is the person who also fails. God designed us knowing that we'll fail. But the hey is a humble person who says, I can crawl back in. There's an opening at the top that I'm humble enough to work hard and to climb back up and to crawl back in by learning from others, by connecting to God, by living, by being more selfless, by respecting other people's opinions, by learning, by absorbing other people's lessons, and so on. And that's another aspect of the humility that matzah represents. So that is the beginning of the process, and that's true freedom. So let's contemplate this for a moment. I want you to close your eyes and for a moment think about something that you did that was a big mistake. Lost your temper with someone, had a disagreement, a conflict, did something you knew was wrong that maybe you're feeling bad about. And perhaps remember how hard it is to fix, how hard it is to apologize to the other person, to let go of a bad habit, to get stuck in our own comfort zone, our own spiritual comfort zone, and just remaining stuck. Maybe it's something that someone has shared with you that you really should grow in. Maybe you even became inspired, but just you're not growing. Chametz, we're letting ourselves get in the way. We're in our own prison. We're letting ourselves get in the way of ourselves. Think about the power of matzah. Picture matzah in your mind. It's flat, doesn't rise, no ego. Can we lose ourselves? Can we get rid of ourselves for a few moments even? Can we get ourselves out of the way and make space for growth, make space for true freedom, represented in growing beyond ourselves, going out of our own prison, connecting to something other than us, something higher, something greater, something bigger, matzah. When you take a Shmura Matzah this Pesach night in a few weeks, let's think about minimizing our ego. Let's think about being more humble, listening to others, paying attention, making space for God and growing spiritually. Eating the Matzah, symbolizing, absorbing the lesson. And let's reach true freedom. Have a wonderful day.